In Kentucky, three lawyers are helping themselves to the lion's share of a class action settlement involving the diet drug Fen-Phen. William Gaggen, Shirley Cunningham, and Melbourne Mills have won a $200 million settlement against American Home Products. Of that $200 million, just $45 million, less than a quarter of the settlement, has gone to clients. The rest has been pocketed by the lawyers.
It was extremely deceitful for the attorneys to take money away from people that were in such a vulnerable situation.
I mean, this wasn't a lottery that you play the lottery and a big sum of money comes in and you ought to be happy what you get. These were people who had injuries.
While their clients continue to suffer from heart problems related to Fen-Phen, the attorneys are living it up.
The two lawyers, Cunningham and Gaggen, immediately used their newfound riches to entrench themselves in the two most dominant elements of culture in Kentucky, one horse racing and the other University of Kentucky basketball.
They become major donors to the university in exchange for the permanent right to buy front row seats at basketball games. They also become partners in a racing stable. In the home of the Kentucky Derby, Cunningham goes one step further with a 135-acre horse farm proudly displaying his ownership for the world to see.
They felt like that they were untouchable. They had everything they wanted. They had everything they needed. They had race horses. They had airplanes. They had farms.